This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. For many, Louisiana's environmental concerns start at the coast. Certainly all four of the main gubernatorial candidates agree it's a crucial issue. David Vitter.
For our very survival, one of those key challenges is protecting and restoring and stabilizing the coast.
Jay Darden.
There is no greater threat to Louisiana than the loss of our coastline. It affects Shreveport and Chicago as much as it does Shack Bay and other places along the coast.
John Bell Edwards.
It threatens many things that are special about Louisiana, including our fisheries, our wildlife, tourism, oil and gas.
Scott Angel.
Coastal restoration doesn't affect Republicans and Democrats and independents differently, affects us all.
Beyond the coast, there are concerns about water and air quality, as state budget cutbacks have reduced monitoring. Candidates were asked if they'd support increasing the Department of Environmental Quality's permit fees to help cover the costs. Edwards says,
it's a critical component of what DEQ should be doing to make sure that we are monitoring the environment.
Darden.
To the extent that there would be a fee imposed to do a particular service that there's not money to do right now, I would certainly be open to doing that.
Angel.
Mercury testing is a statewide priority. I'm certain we can find the money that we need to test for mercury.
Vitter was not present at that particular forum, so we can only extrapolate his stance based on his record. According to research by ProPublica, while the lawsuits were ongoing over formaldehyde in FEMA trailers, Vitter was battling to keep the EPA from listing formaldehyde as a leukemia-causing carcinogen. It's a fight he has continued in Congress this year. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.